A lake in Tanzania has come into the spotlight recently thanks to a series of eerie photographs released by photographer Nick Brandt and his book Across the Ravaged Land. Brandt shows the world what happens when some wildlife is submerged in Lake Natron, and it's not pretty. The photographs show how the lake's salty composition has calcified bats and birds' skeletal remains into creepy statues. KUOW's Christine Strike talked to Dr. David Harper, a professor at the University of Leicester who studied wildlife at Lake Natron. He says the Tanzanian lake is so wide, 402 miles across, that birds, bats, and other flying critters can't make it across. And landing in the lake has deadly consequences.
The lake is very, very caustic with soda, which is sodium carbonate. And when something gets water on its body, whether it's human skin or bird feathers, the water evaporates very quickly because it's a very hot region. So the water evaporates very fast, leaving behind the salt. So if you imagine a bird getting water on its feathers, it would very quickly be too heavy to fly. So things that get caught in the lake do die because they just get covered in salt very quickly.
If you'd like to see those pictures, you can go to kuow.org right now. It's that salt that mummifies the creatures into frozen statues that are seen in these photographs by Nick Brandt. And it's especially dangerous terrain for the lesser flamingos who nest on salt-created floating islands in the middle of the lake. Professor Harper tells us the flamingos are a bit clumsy.
Flamingos do have accidents, because they can't just sort of drop down and land like some birds. They have to come in a glide, and the same when they're taking off. And I was at a lake called Bogoria in Kenya this summer, and there were quite a few dead flamingos that had flown into lakeside trees because they just hadn't taken off quickly enough, got high enough before they went straight into this tree. So a flamingo life has got certain risks in it, and if one of them dies and drops into Lake Natron, the body never decays, and it's very heavy and it doesn't decompose, so it just does petrify on the edge of the lake.
And that is where photographer Nick Brandt found the calcified corpses, which he posed for his photographs. You can check out the photographs yourself at kuow.org. It's radio you can see. It's a talk show you can dance to. It's The Record.